Do you know the term hoosier?
Yes, hoosier.
In what sense?
It's slang word.
If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
10 till.
Well, not using numbers, but it's...
almost midnight.
At a party, you look at your watch and see it's 11:30 or so. You say, we better be getting home. It's blank midnight.
Black midnight?
No, I'm talking about the time approaching. It's blank midnight. But don't give numbers. You look at your watch and see it's 11:30 or so. You say, we better be getting home. It's blank midnight.
Almost midnight. Mm-hmm.
You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I blank fell.
I flat fell.
No, you didn't.
Almost fell.
The ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I blank fell 3 or 4 times.
Slip and fell.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a moment.
You know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody how?
Direction?
No, how would you say it in a sentence? You look at this person. You know that you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. So you ask somebody, how
far is it?
Mm-hmm. If you are pointing out something nearby, you say...
out there?
If you are pointing at something nearby, you say... if you want me to look at something, you point at something and say...
will you look? Will you notice?
Just make a statement.
Look out there?
Mm-hmm. If you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, you agree with this friend that says that, then you say,
I vote the way I want to?
No. If you agree with that friend,
oh,
he says, I'm not going to do that, and you agree with him too, you say, I
disagree?
No, you agree with him.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You agree with the friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
I'm not going to vote either.
The part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired.
Forehead.
Go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a
mustache.
If I didn't shave around here, I might be growing a
beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it so it would always be handy?
In his ear. Behind his ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You wear a tie around your
neck.
What do you call this little part of the neck right here?
Adam's apple.
Does goozle mean just the Adam's apple or the whole throat or what?
No, Adam's apple.
You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
He says he needs to feel that
tooth.
The flesh around the teeth.
Gums.
The dentist says you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your
diet or teeth, gums.
You could hold that baby bird in the blank of your hand.
Come.
He got mad and doubled up both
fists.
He shook his
fist
at the man who ran him off the road. Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm, what do you call the knuckles?